OpNav Instruction 1752.2 Bravo. Family Advocacy Program. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Enclosure 1. 1. Which type of services are offered to victims of domestic abuse with the goal of increasing safety and autonomy? Advocacy. 2. What is a multidisciplinary team of professionals responsible for reviewing and determining the status of each FAP incident and monitoring the progress of cases? Case Review Committee, Charlie Romeo Charlie. 3. What is a multidisciplinary body which ensures effective community coordination and response to domestic and child abuse incidents? Family Advocacy Committee, Foxtrot Alpha Charlie. 4. Who is responsible for administrative management and effective implementation of the local family advocacy program? Family Advocacy Officer, Foxtrot Alpha Oscar. 5. Who is responsible for implementing and managing the clinical, rehabilitative, and intervention aspects of the local family advocacy program? Family Advocacy Representative, Foxtrot Alpha Romeo. 6. Who provide safety planning services and comprehensive assistance and liaison to and for victims of domestic abuse and educate personnel on the installation regarding the most effective responses to domestic abuse on behalf of victims and at-risk families? Victim Advocate, Victor Alpha. 7. Which term refers to the indicator placed on a member's file in the assignment control system to let detailing personnel know they will require clearance prior to writing PCS orders on an individual? Flag. 8. Assignment control flags are normally removed within how many months from the date the flag was set? 12. 9. Duration for a FAP incident to be in a pending status should not typically exceed how many days from the first report of abuse or neglect? 90. 10. A major criminal offense is an offense punishable under the UCMJ by confinement of a term of how many or more months? 12. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.